couple of years ago, I would have been about 18 or 19, my then boyfriend had this gorgeous black lab called Zach. He was a really lovely, affectionate dog, and I got on really well with him, although I'd never had a dog of my own. We didn't live together, but I spent a lot of time there, but normally I was always with my boyfriend. But a while into the relationship, he would go out and I would stay there alone for whatever reason, normally only for a little while, but once for an entire afternoon and evening. I'd read about dog sex and masturbated to stories, pictures, and videos, but I never thought of really doing it. I didn't like the idea of forcing sex on an animal that couldn't understand it, or even taking advantage of them not knowing. So the thought didn't even cross my mind when I was alone with Zach. I was sitting on the sofa watching TV, and Zach came and jumped up to sit with me. He wasn't really allowed on the furniture, but I always liked cuddling with him. I used to let him sleep on our feet on the bed, although my boyfriend said it spoiled them. So we lay there for a bit, him covering my legs. He was a pretty big dog, with his head on my hip. I fell asleep for a bit and woke up with his face in my crotch. He did this quite a lot, and I gently pushed his nose away, but he didn't want to be told no and kept going back. I was wearing thin leggings, and it was when his nose went right in to press on my clit through the fabric that I started to think dirty. I checked the time and saw I had another several hours before my boyfriend was due back. I spread my legs slightly but didn't make any move to push Zach's head down or anything. I just let him do what he wanted. He sniffed all around me and pushed his head in again, licking my clothes, then licking my hands as well. I was lying with my knees spread sideways on the sofa, so that my upper body was resting on the arm. He was sitting between my legs now, pushing eagerly at my crotch and licking at it. I slipped off my leggings, and before I could get them all the way off, he had shoved his face between my legs and was licking my panties frantically. It felt so good, I bucked my hips up towards him, but still didn't hold him there or push him down. I scratched his ears and told him he was a good boy. But I may as well have not said anything, since he clearly was going to do what he liked anyway. My panties were soaked with dog spit, and my pussy was getting seriously wet, so I took them off. The feeling of his tongue on my bare pussy was pretty much the most amazing thing I'd ever felt. His nose was cold, but his tongue felt so hot, slightly rough, but not painful. It was his enthusiasm that did it for me, though. I just lay back and didn't feel obliged to say or do anything. Just let him enjoy himself. His tongue flicked over my clit, and every time it made me jump, then it would seem to go right up into my cunt. I wanted to come really badly by now, but I was also really curious to fuck him and thought this might be one of my only chances. I sat up and moved myself away. Zach tried to follow and I didn't push him back, but just changed my position so I was kneeling on the sofa. I reached under him and found his sheath. From the internet, I knew that dog cocks were really sensitive, so I was careful not to touch it at first. I gently rubbed his sheath and his cock began to rise, pointed and red and surprisingly thick. I didn't know how big it would get. It ended up not too long, but thick and veined. With one hand on his sheath and the other on his balls, I lowered my head and licked it as gently as I could. It was much smoother than a human cock, and somehow felt more fragile. He whined and shifted towards me, so I began sucking gently around the pointed tip. I gently massaged his balls, and as I felt more confident, I sucked on his dick further, getting as much of his dog cock into my mouth as I could, moving my head back and forth as I felt him pan quickly above me. I really wanted to get him inside me. I needed to feel him inside me. I checked quickly that I had enough time and slipped off the sofa onto my knees, then turned around so my arms and chest were on the sofa and my ass was in the air. I felt kind of vulnerable, and I couldn't stop imagining what I would do if someone walked in. Zach jumped down and began trying to lick my pussy again. I wasn't sure how to show him that I really wanted to be fucked, so I let him lick me for a little while I reached around and stroked his cock. I tapped my butt with my hand and hoped he'd figure it out. It took a few times. He'd move around behind me and stuck his nose in my cunt first, and that was amazing. He licked all around my asshole and pussy again. I was dripping onto the floor and mounting into the sofa. I had pretty much forgotten anyone else existed by this point. I felt his paws scrabbling around my back, and I realized I should have found something to cover them, though it was a bit late for that. He scratched the side of my ribs as he mounted me, but my mind was elsewhere. He started humping ineffectually at my legs, whining a little at me. I reached around to try and guide him, but my pussy was so wet and open that it only took a few false starts and painful jabs at my butt and thighs before I found where it was meant to go. It was so thick it hurt a little at first, but I was slick with juices and dog spit. I was shoved forward and down by the intensity of his thrusts. His paws held tight around my middle. I had expected him to make some noise, but he was almost silent, really intent on what he was doing. Ah, 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 fuck, I'm coming. Ah, yes. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck. Ah, ah, holy shit. Ah, 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 oh, God. Fuck. He panted in my ear and thrust harder and faster. I bucked underneath him, feeling close to coming every time his cock hit the front wall of my pussy, stroking along my G-spot faster and harder than anyone else had ever managed to do. I think I said, "Oh, fuck," and that was all I could manage as I came underneath him, collapsing a little onto the sofa while he tried to shove his expanding knot into me. I hadn't remembered this part, though it actually didn't hurt too much as it went in. I was slippery and wet, and my pussy had always been pretty flexible. I squeezed my muscles to help keep him in, and then suddenly he was still, and his cum squirted out around his cock. Just that feeling made me want to come again. So while he was tied to me, I reached down and stroked my clit. I love the feeling of being knotted and my pussy filled with dog cum. I felt like his bitch, and it turned me on so much. Just thinking of being used and dominated by a dog. He climbed off and tried to pull away after a while, but I told him to stay, and he did, butt to butt, panting hard. While I rubbed my clit with his cock still inside me, giving myself another orgasm. He slipped out fairly quickly, and I regained my senses and tidied up after us. I didn't have another chance with Zach, unfortunately, but I always think about how good it felt being fucked by a dog, his cock filling my pussy completely while knotted. Oh. Fuck. Mm-mm. Oh, God. Ugh. Oh.